You're listening to One-on-One with DP, brought to you by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Final segment before we hand it over to Captain Show. I want to thank Bach for sitting in and keeping company, and Blackshirt for jumping in and chiming in and adding to the conversation. Greatly appreciate it. We were talking about like today's athlete versus former athlete, and while like we're bigger, stronger, faster, right? Because the combine is just filled with sub 4.40s, and that wasn't the norm back in the day. That was like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Like to find 300-pounders who can run sub 5 second 40s. Like the difference on the edge of being able to have a 300-pound dude that could chase you down. Remember, if you've got a 300-pound, if Ty Robinson's playing it running a 4.8, and you got a quarterback running a 4.7 or 4.8, and a lot of quarterbacks are in that 4.8, 4.9 range, that means he can run them down. He can actually get angle and run them down. It's amazing what's happening with athletes. And the question becomes, the style of play, you said a thing. I talked to Steve Taylor this weekend as well. It was interesting to have those conversations. But you said a thing that in a conversation, like he couldn't even fathom running out of bounds. Ricky Simmons didn't know what tapping on the top of the helmet was, right? Hey, I can take a play off? It's a different game for all the games. Basketball, right? There's certain things. That last possession for Husker basketball can't happen the way it happened. But it did, which means it either wasn't repped or wasn't understood or somebody panicked. But with 5 seconds on the clock, your best player has to get the ball in his hand. As soon as we get possession, if you're that guy, if you're my shooter, you're going to go to the ball. Don't run away from the ball. I need the ball in your hand because, quite frankly, I need you to go to bucket. If they play off, get a jumper. But that wasn't done, and they're paying the price for it. But they have a chance for redemption tomorrow night. There's nothing wrong with Nebraska basketball that a win over Ohio State at home tomorrow night won't cure. Literally nothing. Makes it all, listen, okay. Because then we can then face Iowa in a playoff-type situation that we have to beat Iowa, and it's your rival, and you have all the sauce.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time-traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Amy Williams and the women's team had that moment, a must-win game against Northwestern on the road on a Sunday in the Big Ten. And they played almost their most complete game of the season. This one and the road win against Maryland are two of the best performances I've seen. So there's a way to get this thing done. But Bach, it requires, this is all in. This is, if you want to be in the NCAA tournament, you have to win tomorrow night. If it's not must win, you're literally okay with playing in the NIT. And maybe not playing at home in the NIT. You win tomorrow night, you're probably going to be in the national tournament. Worst case, you're hosting two home games in the NIT tournament. But you have to win tomorrow night. You have to win tomorrow night. What's your key to tomorrow night, since I have you here? Because I will be on the road. I will be in Indy tomorrow through the weekend. What's your key?
I mean, just I think it's got to be said is to do your best. I understand 40 minutes is a lot, but try to play a 40-minute game. You can even get 35. It's just these big holes that Nebraska's been putting themselves in these last couple games. And yeah, it's fun to get the Storm back. And I understand there's going to be ups and downs in a game. It just seems to be too big of a hole lately. And I think that's where I think the frustration too. It's not just the losing streak. It's how these are looking. And I mean, because watching that game, it's like, I think Nebraska's the better team. They just didn't play like it for half the game.
Yeah, it is a matter. The word that jumps out even during the game, the word urgency was the thing. Like I've been on coaching staffs where you're down double digits in the first half and you get possession of the ball with like 35 seconds left in the first half. And the coach says, walk it up. What do you do? You need more possessions. There has to be urgency. Like you need to make up some space. But there are people that, you know what, play at your pace all the time. And that's what they chose to do. And listen, they having those extra 8 seconds would have been really nice. That's right. Would have been really nice. But that's just me. Anyway, I will be in contact with everybody probably Wednesday from Indianapolis. Husker women, 6 o'clock against Rutgers. 5 o'clock local time. I'll give some shout-outs throughout the course of the day from Indy. Should be a good one. Y'all be good. Adam Carricker, feel better, brother. Captain Show coming up on the ticket.